conditions, expanding drought in the southern plains, and the impact on wheat pasture could pressure stocker cattle prices this fall, says Daryl Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday morning, October 6th. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was at a standstill in the Southern Plains through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Elsewhere, it was mostly inactive on very light demand. Live sales last week were at mostly $107 a hundredweight in the five area feeding regions. Dress prices were at $168 in Nebraska and at $167 to $168 in the Western Corn Belt. The average five area direct steer price last week was $107.12 a hundredweight on a live basis, which was $2.07 higher than the previous week. The average price in the beef was $2.81 higher at $167.70. Cattle futures firmed with last week's stronger cash prices as well as an increase in slaughter. Live cattle futures closed an average of 42 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 47 cents higher across a range of 5 cents to 85 cents higher. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.90 lower Monday afternoon at $216.98 a hundredweight. Select was 40 cents higher at $208.01. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Tuesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold unevenly steady at Oklahoma National Stockyards. Feeder heifers sold $1 to $4 higher. Steer calves sold steady to $3 lower, with most of the decline on weights heavier than 500 pounds. Heifer calves sold mostly $2 to $5 higher. There were 6,100 head on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steer calves sold steady to $4 higher. Yearling steers sold unevenly steady. Heifers sold weak to $5 lower and as much as $9 lower on some lightweights. There were 5,082 head on offer. Steers sold steady to $6 lower at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska. Heifers traded steady to $6 higher. There were 2,220 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices rallied Monday. Most attributed the lift to President Trump being able to leave the hospital and to renewed hopes for another round of federal economic stimulus. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 465 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 60 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 257 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME also rallied on the day, up $2.06 to $2.17 through the front six contracts. Nationwide, pasture and range conditions held about steady, according to the latest USDA Crop Progress Report for the week ending October 4th. 26% of pasture and range was rated in good or excellent condition, compared to 45% the prior year. 38% was rated in poor or very poor condition, compared to 27% at the same time last year. Also with forage in mind, 52% of winter wheat was planted, which was 4% more than last year and 5% more than average. 24% was emerged, which was 2% more than last year and 3% more than average. However, drought may challenge that grazing opportunity. More on that momentarily. Row crop progress and condition also continues at a stellar pace. 25% of corn was harvested, which was 11% more than last year and 1% more than average. 62% was rated as good or excellent, which was 6% more than last year. 38% of soybeans were harvested, which was 26% more than last year and 10% more than the average. 64% was rated as good or excellent, which was 11% more than last year. So, corn futures closed fractionally mixed to a penny higher, while soybean futures closed mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher. The current price patterns for feeder cattle mean that producers should consider the implications of current animal weight, short-term weight gain, and timing as they evaluate fall marketing alternatives, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. For example, in his weekly market comments, he explains, in the current market, the value of adding 50 to 100 pounds of gain will be significantly lower for steers weighing less than 600 pounds compared to those weighing more than 600 pounds. Peel's referring to Oklahoma price patterns specifically, which he says are developing along typical lines. By way of illustration, using current combined Oklahoma auction prices, he calculated the value of gain at 60 cents a pound to add 50 pounds to a steer weighing 500 pounds. That versus $1.37 for adding the same weight to a steer weighing 600 pounds. In the meantime, Peel points out La Nina conditions, expanding drought in the southern plains, and the impact on wheat pasture could pressure stocker cattle prices this fall. On average, he explains, Oklahoma calf prices are at or near the seasonal low in the late September to early October period. However, with larger fall runs of calves expected in October and November, Peel says the lack of wheat pasture demand may add additional seasonal pressure to calf markets this fall. Moreover, he says the lack of wheat pasture and other forages may change the timing of calf and feeder cattle sales this fall. That's your Cattle Current Market update for Tuesday morning, October 6th. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.